Hello and welcome to the MBOM podcast, where you'll learn to master the business of yoga. MBOM is a proud part of the Wander Barn podcast network, and I'm your host, Amanda Kingsmith. I'm a 500-hour registered yoga teacher, a yoga business coach, and a total business geek. Here at MBOM, you'll learn everything you need to know to create a sustainable yoga business by learning from myself and guests from around the world about how they built their yoga businesses. And about how you too can become a successful yoga teacher, studio owner, and much more. All right, let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the MBOM podcast. I am so grateful that you've decided to join me for today's episode of the show. Today on the podcast, I am very excited to be joined by Joe Fagan from Be Yogi. If this is sounding familiar at all to you guys, you probably know that in the past, I have been sponsored and partnered with Be Yogi. And I really love Be Yogi. They are a fabulous company. I have great contacts there and I've always had really great conversations with them. And so as this whole pandemic has hit, one of the biggest questions I've been getting from people is, what do I do about insurance? And so I wanted to invite somebody from Be Yogi to come on the podcast and talk a little bit about what to look for in your policy, why insurance is important, what we need to know with our yoga teacher insurance, what teachers need to look for, what studios need to look for, and so much more. If I'm being completely frank and honest with you guys, insurance is not my area of expertise, and you'll hear me talk about this on this episode with Joe. And so having somebody who really understands the business is so, so important. Of course, everything that we talk about on today's episode is going to be from the lens of Be Yogi. However, there are tons of different insurance companies and policies out there. And if you're not feeling like Be Yogi is for you, hopefully this will give you a few ideas of things that you do want to look for in your insurance policy. One thing I do want to note before we start is that Be Yogi actually only covers Americans. So for all my Canadian listeners out there, I think that there's lots that you can gain and understand about your insurance policies for this, but you're not going to be able to actually book with Be Yogi. Again, you'll hear Joe and I talk about this in this episode, but Be Yogi is actually owned by Arthur J. Gallagher, and that is who I have my yoga teacher insurance through as a Canadian. Of course, again, there are lots of other companies that you could use if you're Canadian or from somewhere else, but I've had a really good experience through Arthur J. Gallagher Canada, and I signed up through that originally through Yoga Alliance. So for those of you who are listening in the US, I do definitely recommend Be Yogi, and we do actually have a little bit of a discount code if you head on over to beyogi.com/MBOM. And of course, listen through the episode, hear what you think, hear what you should look for in your policy, but please, yoga teachers, yoga studio owners, make sure that you have insurance, make sure that you know what you're covered for, make sure that you're not teaching outside of your coverage. And I hope that this episode is educational and helps give you some clarity on what to look for in your insurance policy. All right, just a quick word from our sponsor, Offering Tree, before we dive into the episode. This episode is brought to you by Offering Tree. When you're a yoga teacher and you're trying to build your digital presence, it can be daunting, especially right now when you are trying to take your offerings online as fast as possible. Offering Tree set out to make creating your digital presence fun, easy, and affordable. With one account, you can create a website in minutes that has your schedule built right in. They also have email marketing tools to collect email addresses, send newsletters, and automated emails to your subscribers. It all works seamlessly together with one account and one subscription. Forget spending all your time and energy just trying to remember what account does what and what your login information is. On top of that, Offering Tree has an embedded scheduling feature, so if you already have a website that you love, you can use it for online payments and scheduling. They have also just announced that they now have Stripe integration so that people from Canada, the UK, Australia, and 30 plus countries can accept payments using Offering Tree. This is something that a lot of people have been asking for, and it is finally live. So that is super exciting. To learn more about what OfferingTree can do for your digital presence, visit offeringtree.com/MBM. OfferingTree has been supporting MBM for over a year now, and I not only love the product, but I also love the people. And OfferingTree is also providing special pricing for MBM listeners. So be sure to visit offeringtree.com/MBM to receive your discount. Joe, welcome to the podcast today. I'm super excited to have you here with me.
Thanks for having me, Amanda. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome because you and I have had lots of conversations offline, not recording, and I'm excited to actually dive into a little bit more around your story, learn more about insurance and everything that you guys do at BYOGI. So first question for you is, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got to where you are now?
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Joe Fagan, and I am the Director of Strategic Partnerships for the Doyle Group. And really, you know, my role is to help grow our business for the different businesses that we're in, specifically our business offering liability insurance to health and wellness practitioners. And of course, BYOGI is the brand in which we offer liability insurance to yoga instructors. So really my role is to find companies where we can form partnerships to offer, you know, creative outlets to maybe leverage each other's audience to help each other grow, whether it's via joint marketing or offering kind of exchanges of discounts, just creative ways where we can work with great companies in the industry to all kind of highlight each other and help each other out. That's kind of amazing. That's kind of what my day-to-day is. Yeah,
it sounds like you do a lot of different things, which is really cool. And, you know, insurance is a big conversation. Liability insurance is a big conversation all the time. I feel like, especially in the yoga world, most yoga teachers aren't like, oh, hey, I got a yoga teacher training. I'm so excited to pick up my insurance. Yet it's one of the most important things that we need to think about when it comes to running a yoga business. So I'm curious if you can just talk about, first of all, like, what is liability insurance?
Absolutely. And it's funny that you mention it. It's definitely not the first thing people are interested in purchasing when they become a yoga instructor. You know, it's an interesting thing, the insurance business. You know, purchasing something that you hope you never use is its own psychological play anyway, right? So, you know, you buy insurance and you hope it's something you never really have to use, which is kind of a funny thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, liability insurance is really, it's all designed for protection. And, you know, any business that you're in, you're going to want to afford yourself a certain amount of protections in case, you know, whether through a mistake or just a missed action or whatever, you know, you do something wrong and somebody potentially gets injured. You know, in our space, in the yoga world, you know, there's a lot of potential injury. Luckily, you know, most yoga instructors are very, very well trained and through great training programs. So there's not a ton of injuries that occur. And that's really, you know, that's really good on the industry as a general. It's, you know, it's a well-trained, well-practiced modality that's not causing a lot of injuries, which, you know, if you look at the program, you would think, oh man, that looks like that could, you know, that could easily an injury could occur if somebody does something wrong. So you would think there'd be high loss ratios. But at the end of the day, you know, a program like ours is really just designed to cover that freak accident, that thing that could happen. You know, really, you know, who's ready for a $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 lawsuit if you accidentally cause somebody to tweak their neck or whatever may occur? And that's really why we're here, just to protect folks from those types of incidents.
Okay. And so liability insurance covers like pretty much anything you're teaching, like in a studio, essentially?
Correct. Different programs cover different things, but yes, there's really two main components to liability insurance. One is professional liability, and that's more like the malpractice insurance. So if you go to a doctor and you get hurt, they have malpractice insurance, and that's really what professional liability is. So if something occurred, negligence occurred and somebody got hurt, and a lawsuit was filed, that coverage would cover that type of lawsuit. There's also general liability, and that's really the more common one. General liability is what people call the slip and fall insurance. So if somebody slips on a wet floor during a yoga session, well, that has nothing to do with your negligence or your, you know, anything you did during the scope of practice. That's kind of a freak accident. So general liability is another component to our insurance and a very important piece. In fact, we get a lot more claims for general liability than we do professional liability. You know, our program covers some additional things like rental damage. So if you're renting a space and it gets damaged, that's covered up to $100,000. It includes $1,000 of lost or stolen equipment insurance. So if you're using a laptop or mats or whatever that might get damaged or stolen, that's also covered. And then also $25,000 of identity theft. So our program and other programs in the marketplace really are designed to offer a full 360-degree coverage for the business of an independent yoga instructor.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And I guess it's one of those things where I feel like, you know, some yoga teachers kind of think like, okay, well, I'm well trained, I'm not going to injure anyone. And, you know, if I do, this is the practice of yoga. So, you know, we're both going to be yogic about it. And I think that sometimes people think about it the wrong way. And I guess I'm curious kind of how it works. So say somebody's in my class and I'm teaching, let's say like handstand, and, you know, I've taught it safely, I've taught it well, yet somebody's hand slips and they fall on their head and they hurt their neck. Is it that they're suing me as a yoga teacher and my insurance covers that? Or kind of does it cover like them going to the chiropractor? Or like, how does that actually work?
Well, the answer is yes. So the coverage, it covers the liability of the instructor themselves. So if there's any, reason for the person filing the claim to take money out of the yoga instructor's pocket, that's where it comes in. So the only reason we would kick in is if it needs to, right? So a claim was filed, you're found liable, that's when the coverage would kick in. If you're not found liable, there would be no reason for coverage to kick in because you don't owe any money at that point, if that makes sense.
Right. So it only would kick in if it proves like, okay, my back was turned and I should have been, you know, I was teaching this thing, so I am responsible for that injury. Even though, you know, I taught it as best that I could, I'm still responsible that I didn't, you know, prepare for that to happen. And then is it that that person has to take like the action towards getting some money back for their injury? Is it like that person has to take the action because they're hurt?
Well, every claim kind of has a unique path, really depending on the severity, the unique circumstances of it. So it's hard to say exactly how it would work, but, you know, we do have protocols in place for if something like this happens. You know, interestingly enough, I mean, sometimes you see claims get filed within a couple days. Sometimes you see them get filed 6 months, even a year later. Sometimes those injuries don't kick in or really start causing issues until much, much later. That's, by the way, I know I'm going to kind of pivot here, but that's why it's so important to make sure you're covered in what's called an occurrence form policy as opposed to a claims made policy. And all that means is a claims made policy means that the claim has to be filed within the policy period for it to be covered. On an occurrence form policy like ours, the claim can be filed anytime. So if your policy period ended and then a claim came in 6 months later for an injury that happened during your policy period, that would be covered. And the reason that it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, but the reason it's so important, in 2017, we did an audit and found out that 36% of the money we paid out potentially would not have been paid by a claims made policy because the reports came in after the policy period. So those are two different components. So when you're out there in the marketplace and you see one liability insurance that may be way lower cost than the others, a lot of times it's claims made. So just be mindful of that one piece.
Okay, so that's claims made policy versus occurrence policy?
Occurrence form, correct. I know they try to make these terms confusing, I feel like.
Honestly, every time I, you know, have to look into this stuff, I'm just like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm getting the right thing. I have no idea. And this goes for all insurance, like travel insurance, car insurance, tenants insurance. I'm always like, I don't know. I hope I'm covered for what I need. It is really confusing if you don't know anything about it.
It really is. And you know, you really laid out a scenario that I think you nailed it on the head, and that is, you know, yoga instructors will be in business and number one, probably will never hurt anybody. But even if an accident did occur, feel like, oh, we're all in the yoga space. We're not trying to go after each other. And, you know, by no means do you ever want to, you know, sell upon a platform of fear. But I've heard stories. In fact, I heard very recently, this is one of a salon that we cover. This person had somebody in their chair they had known for 30 years. The person got injured and it was a slip and fall type of injury. I think a flood happened. They slipped and fell. It was a really bad injury, but that person filed in, you know, as again, they were close for 30 years. That person filed a six figure claim, and had that person not had insurance, you know, they would have been in big trouble. And again, it was one of those scenarios where they thought this person would never sue me for this. And they did.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think it's like remembering that when all of a sudden somebody's injured and they have to go to like through rehabilitation, and you know, that stuff's really expensive. And for a lot of people, particularly in the US, like you don't have coverage for that. That's the type of thing that like, if that person doesn't claim something from you for that accident, like their life might be ruined. So it is, I think, good to like, not just, it's always good to be like safe rather than sorry.
Absolutely. No, there's true benefit to it. I mean, at the end of the day, somebody gets hurt, they need medical attention. And, you know, and that's really what we're designed for. Let us be the ones that come in and help solve those problems. That's why you enroll into the insurance program.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I fortunately, knock on wood, haven't had, you know, anything happen within my yoga insurance, but I have had to use like car insurance for two different accidents, and then also travel insurance. I've had to claim off that too. And it's just, it's one of those things where like you pay these things, kind of like you said, and you pay them over and over, and they add up when you consider all of your different insurance policies that you might have as an individual. But when you need it, it's like certainly worth it for sure.
Right. I mean, ideally you pay your whole life for it and never use it. I know that sounds weird, but that's ideal. You know, it only takes one time for a, you know, to realize if you didn't have insurance, I mean, you could lose your entire life saving. Or, but even if you have insurance, that claim comes in. I mean, there's a lot you have to go through. If you didn't have insurance, your life, your career might be over. But the fact that you have insurance, you can continue your career. But there's, you know, it's still a traumatic time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when people are in yoga studios particularly, or yoga teachers, sorry, are purchasing insurance, is there, you know, what else should they be looking for? Because I feel like there's like yoga teachers and then there's yoga studios, and a lot of yoga studios carry insurance that covers a lot of the things like the slip and fall and stuff like that. So as a yoga teacher, what specifically should you be looking for in your insurance policy?
That's a great question. And it really depends on your unique scenario. So the first thing is, a lot of studios are going to require you to carry liability insurance. So the first step would be to make sure that whatever insurance program you go after fulfills their requirements. And those requirements might be limits of liability. Like our program covers up to $2 million per occurrence, up to $3 million per year. That seems to be the highest level at which we find most studios at. So we built our policy at that level because we wanted to satisfy all of it. Some studios only require $1 million, or they may only require $500,000. So you want to have at least those limits. That's one big component of it. If you're doing live online training, you'd want to make sure that your coverage covers live online training. Most coverages just cover the live in-person sessions. Luckily enough, our program, we've always designed it to cover live online training. And that's a good thing, because as this pandemic happened, a lot of folks were moving to live online training. And we didn't have to scramble at that time to see if we could add that to our complement of coverage. Ours already covered it. So that was kind of a win for us. One thing that we were able to add at this time, which we felt was very meaningful, and I think this is becoming a meaningful component based on the pandemic, is coverage for pre-recorded videos. Now, if you do a session online and you record that video and you put it on YouTube and people watch it, if an injury occurs from somebody that watched, that person decided to sue you, our program actually covers that. Not all of them do. So if something like that is meaningful to you, you'd want to ask that question. The big thing, though, is just making sure you fulfill the requirements if you're required to carry liability insurance.
Right. So that's a conversation that, one, you need to have with the studio owner that you're working with, just to make sure that there is coverage, like not assuming that they're covering you. And then also making sure with your insurance policy that you're covered for the things you need, like teaching online or, you know, teaching out of your house. Is that different?
Well, it could be. So our program is mobile and it follows you everywhere you go as long as you're in the United States. But not all of them are. So that's a great, you know, a lot of the programs that are built like ours are designed to be mobile coverage if it's for the independents, and most of them do. But that's definitely a worthy question, I guess.
Okay, for sure. So that's good. Like letting your insurance provider know what exactly you're doing so that they can make sure that you're set up correctly so you're covered in all instances. Because I feel like that's one of the things that's complicated is you're like, okay, cool, like I'm covered now. And then, you know, if you're not covered by mobile, for example, you're not covered on that occurrence form, like all of a sudden somebody slips, you think you're covered, you're not. You go to somebody's house, you think you're covered, you're not. So it's obviously good to make sure that you're covered in all the different realms that you are actually teaching as a teacher.
Very, very, very true. The last thing you want to do is when you really need the insurance to not be covered. And we really go through great lengths to make sure that we are very open about what is covered and what isn't covered in our program. So that, because we've always wanted to be known, and we've always wanted to be the company that pays all the claims. And so far we have. And that's the flag we want to continue to wave.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's also cool to hear that you guys have made that update on, I know that you guys had the online live classes, but also to cover pre-recorded. This has been one of the biggest conversations that's been happening in my Facebook group over the last couple of months. There's been so many threads about people like, how do I get coverage for online classes? These companies aren't doing pre-recorded. So that's awesome to hear that you guys are doing that and that you're covering all forms of online classes.
We are. And let me just throw a caveat about the pre-recorded. Because of the pandemic, our underwriters very quickly allowed us to extend our coverage to pre-recorded videos right now for no additional charge. As we come out of this pandemic, I expect it to be an additional cost, an optional upgrade cost for pre-recorded. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what the cost is going to be. Right now, it's free, but I just want to be palms up that I don't want to bait and switch folks who think they're enrolling into our program right now that might later on we ask for some type of upgrade for that pre-recorded. Honestly, if I'm being completely candid, I didn't think the coverage of pre-recorded video was possible. You know, with a live online session where you can actually mitigate risk, you can tell someone not to do that or to do something, or you're doing that wrong, please don't injure yourself. Pre-recorded video, you lose a lot of that. You can't really mitigate the risk. If somebody's sitting alone in their basement watching a video making moves and they're doing it terribly incorrectly, how do you mitigate that risk? So when we got a coverage for the pre-recorded video, I was very surprised. I'll also be surprised. I certainly won't be surprised if they end up adding that as a upgraded cost, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that it would be, you know, crazy for us to assume that that would just be something that was free and included, especially because like only some yoga teachers are using it too. You know, there's certain things as a yoga teacher that I feel like is, you know, obviously basic coverage that we're all doing, but then some teachers are online, some aren't. And yeah, I mean, I've been having a lot of these conversations with yoga teachers, and I am certainly not an insurance expert, but I was thinking about how like, yeah, I don't really know how the coverage works when all of a sudden it becomes a class that's on YouTube. Yet I was thinking there's so many big teachers on YouTube. There has to be something for this. There has to be something that's been figured out. So it is cool to hear that you guys have been able to add that. And with that too, is there anything that people have to put like in the description of their videos if it's pre-recorded? Like, do they need to still put a disclaimer, or does the insurance just cover everything at face value?
So we don't have, if for our coverage, and again, I'm talking uniquely about ours. I certainly can't speak for everybody else because everybody has unique factors mm-hmm. or protocols. We don't require the use of waivers or disclaimers. We heavily recommend them. Now, waivers and disclaimers are a great layer of protection, but they don't always hold up in court. You know, if you have somebody sign a waiver that you release of liability, however, it turns out that there was gross negligence involved. Well, that person is going to be legally liable to sue you, regardless of whether you have a waiver. That waiver can be completely thrown out. So insurance is a very critical component to all of that. And so, you know, sometimes it won't go past the waiver. So we recommend it, but because they don't always hold up in court, we're not giving any legal language to put on it. We're not saying, hey, you need to use this particular waiver. Though if you call us and you're talking to an agent, they're always going to recommend it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it makes sense to just have like a number of different layers of protection. Like, it's kind of like, I know you're down in Florida, so you guys don't really have winter, but I'm up in Canada and it gets freezing cold here. It's even was in the negatives, like below zero this morning. So we don't really have spring. Anyways, it makes me think about like, you would never go outside when it's like negative 30 without a bunch of layers of clothing on. You just need that protection. And you can kind of compare it the same way. Like, the more layers of protection you can have, I think means you can just teach with more ease, and also like can put your students at ease. And I think that just having that, like, the ability not to worry too much about like, oh, I didn't pay my insurance, like I need to be really careful that somebody's not getting hurt, like that's not going to make your teaching experience very great.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, a yoga instructor is they're an independent business operator. They're working in somewhat of a, you know, potentially risky environment. Obviously, they're heavily trained. They're good at what they do, but you're helping people make moves that are foreign to them. You know, there's a lot that could go wrong. You know, it just, as you're building a business, becoming a yoga instructor, building up your practice, it makes sense to just have all of these components figured out. You want to get all of your finances in order. You want to get your marketing in order. You want to make sure your waivers are lined up, your insurance cut lined up. Get all of these annoying pieces out of the way. And that way, you can have all of that off of your shoulders and you can focus on doing great work. And, you know, we want to help be one component of that.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. That makes sense. And so I know that you guys do coverage in the United States. If somebody is American and they are going to teach abroad, is there a way for them to get covered while they're teaching like internationally, like on retreat or at a workshop at another studio in a different country? Is that something that's possible?
The answer is it is possible, and it's typically done by going to a local agent. And what you'd want to do is you'd want to bring our policy to a local agent and say, hey, this is the coverage I have. How do I extend this over to for a week over in Costa Rica or whatever it might be? It's kind of out of our hands at that point. That's you'd work with a local agent to get that coverage done. They may have to build you just a short policy to get that done, or they could potentially just add excess coverage for ours or something of that nature. But that's a dialogue you'd want to have with your local agent.
Okay, so if somebody's with Be Yogi, is that something they can talk to like the customer service representatives about? Like, is that something you guys cover?
They're going to give them the same advice that I just mentioned, because it's you know, our coverage is built. The reason we're able to offer such extensive, comprehensive coverage for such a low rate, you know, under $180 for a year is our retail rate, it's because we have limitations on it. So it's built at specific levels. It's built as a group policy. The risk is spread out through these various modalities. But it also kind of restricts our flexibility to add specific components on the fly. But it's a great program. It's a good comprehensive program where you can bring to a local agent and say, I have this, build me some excess to solve this problem, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you say local agent, do you mean like, so say there's an American yoga teacher listening and they want to come teach in Canada, like where I am, they want to offer a weekend retreat. Do they need to contact like a Canadian insurance provider to get that extended coverage?
Well, my recommendation, it would be to get a build a relationship with a local agent in your hometown who can help facilitate all of that. Now, whether he needs to coordinate with an agent in the, you know, in the province you're going to be working in, or if he just kind of points you in the right direction, I would start always with my local agent and kind of have him always point you in the right direction for any of these moves you're going to make. In fact, you know, I always recommend have a local agent vet our policy before you buy it. They're always going to say, well, there's no way I could ever build anything as, you know, as comprehensive and as low cost as that. And that's fine. You know, that's great for us. But I think it's always a good idea to show him, this is what I have. And then he can say, okay, this is where you're all covered. Hey, by the way, you're not covered here. You're not covered here. You're not covered in Costa Rica. Let me set you up for when you need that.
Okay. So kind of like the local agent's kind of like a travel agent sort of?
That's right. Here in the States, there's these State Farm agencies or all state agencies that have just kind of local agents that can build insurance programs across the board, whether it's, you know, casualty or property and loss or liability programs. They can build those one-off. Now, they tend to be, if you're building a single program, they tend to be more expensive and take more longer time. You know, before, you know, programs like ours came out, that's what you did. You went to a local agent and they take a couple weeks and they build you a liability policy and it costs a few $100s. So they can't really compete with the group power that we have, but they are great at being able to build these excess components that don't tend to cost a lot of money.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to have to look up how this works in Canada. I'm not sure if it's the same or if it's different. Cause I know for me, I have like my car insurance guy that I contact and he does my tenants insurance too. And then I've got like my travel insurance, which is a different company. And then my yoga liability insurance is also a different company. So I don't know if we have like local agents in the same way. So I'm going to have to look that up.
The liability insurance you have, did you say that's through a local agent?
It's through a company that's in Canada.
Okay. But that may have built a policy similar. See, I would start there. I'd start by calling them and asking that question. And then, the fact that you have a couple other folks that you do insurance transactions through, I would lean on them as well to get advice.
Yeah. So for me, when I went abroad to teach in just last year in the fall, I taught a retreat in Costa Rica. He was able to extend it. Like my contact at the insurance company that I use here in Canada, since unfortunately I can't use you guys since I'm not American, not in the US. He was able to just extend it and he just told me what the charge was going to be. And then I was able to pay it online and stuff like that. So he was able to do that for me here.
Oh, that's great. See, I love hearing things like that. You know, the fact that we were acquired by Arthur J. Gallagher back in October, which by the way, was a blessing for us considering the pandemic and the fact that we have a big company behind us. And we've added some major components, which I'll mention too, but that also gives us opportunity. So I'm hoping, you know, I don't know how long it would take, 6 months in a year, that we may have options where we can at least refer folks over to for coverage in Canada and in different countries abroad. I'm hoping that's going to happen since we are part of a global company now.
Yeah. Yeah. Arthur J. Gallagher is actually who my liability insurance is through. They're an awesome company. And so I think that would be great just because it does get confusing. Like, you know, as you go like state to state, province to province, country to country, it just becomes this like bigger, confusing thing. And that's one of the things that, you know, obviously I'm not an insurance expert, but for me, I know like what I've done for my insurance here in Canada, but it gets more complicated when, you know, yoga teachers from all over the world are like, what do I do? I'm over in Sweden. I'm like, I have no idea how insurance works in Sweden.
Right. It's confusing enough, you know, doing it locally. I can't imagine the confusion that comes with having to understand the differences with each country code. In fact, you probably have more experience than most people considering the amount of travel you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, trying. I'm hoping I'm doing everything right. Hey friends, we're just taking a quick break from the podcast to talk about an upcoming training that I am so excited to be co-hosting. This is a mastermind masterclass, and it's all about how to create your own mastermind for free. So let me tell you a little bit about why I'm a part of this and why I've created it with these three special women that I'll be co-hosting with. So I am co-hosting with Shannon Crow, Amanda McKinney, and Mado Hesselink. If you guys do not know these ladies, you need to know them. Shannon is the host and founder of The Connected Yoga Teacher. Amanda McKinney is the host of Marketing Yoga with Confidence, and Mado is the host of the Yoga Teacher Resource Podcast. And together, the four of us have created a peer mastermind. We've been meeting for an hour to an hour and a half every 2 weeks since the fall of 2019. And let me tell you, working together with three other people who do something very similar to me and who have very similar business models, yet are also targeting different people, has been an absolute game changer in my business. It has given me a group of like-minded people who really understand what I'm doing and who I'm targeting to bounce things off of, like questions, software, feedback on projects I'm working on, and so much more. So on June 25th, the four of us are coming together and offering a special masterclass on how to create a peer mastermind without having to pay anything that will help you make more money in your business. This is being offered from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In this masterclass, we're sharing the different types of mastermind groups you could create, why masterminds work to help grow your business, how to start a mastermind and who to invite, how to structure your mastermind calls to get the best value out of your time, and so much more. We cannot wait to share this with you so that you can create your own mastermind and grow your own business. So if this is something of interest to you and you want to join the four of us for a special training, head on over to mvmyoga.com/events to register. Once again, that's mvmyoga.com/events. I'll see you there. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you was with the online classes and with the pre-recorded classes, how does sort of the coverage work in terms of like, does it only cover people when they're in the US? Like, if somebody goes outside of the US and offers an online class, are they still covered for that? Or does it become void once they leave the country?
For our program specifically, we're keeping it all, it's all within the US.
Okay. So it has to be like American in America teaching.
Correct.
Okay.
I can't speak for other companies. They may have options to extend that, but ours is bound to the US.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, to be quite honest. And this is actually a question that somebody had asked me, and I was like, I don't know the answer to this. And she was having a hard time getting an answer from her insurance company and from some of the insurance companies she was working with. And I think part of it's just like, you know, being able to go offer a yoga class as an American in Costa Rica and stream it live to people all over the world is this concept that we haven't really had the technology to do up until the last couple of years. And really, like with this pandemic, we've seen more online yoga than ever before. And so I think that there's a lot of stuff that like still needs to be figured out in terms of what's covered, how it's covered, et cetera.
No, and you make a really great point. In fact, when I got asked that exact same question and I didn't know what the answer was. So I went to our agent and he didn't really know what the answer was. So he was having some dialogue with the underwriters, and you're right. I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing, is that this technology is could completely change the game. So, you know, right now, you know, yesterday when you were having an instruction class in front of 20, 24 people, you could potentially put a video out there that's watched by millions. Now, how does that change the risk profile? So I think through the dialogue of our agents and our underwriters, you know, part of anything that we do is trying to mitigate the risk, right? Trying to say, hey, well, we see that there's an opportunity here. We want to be able to help, but we have to protect ourselves from a major event, from a major explosion. So I guess one of the layers of protection was just to keep ours bound to the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That totally makes sense. And I think that it just becomes more complicated as soon as you leave the country, because different countries have different policies and different rules and stuff like that. And it, yeah, it definitely is challenging. I guess I'm curious, like, if you're offering online classes, but you're in the US, you're covered if people join from other countries, or do you need like a separate insurance for that?
You know, that's an interesting question. Let me, I'd feel more comfortable laying that scenario out for one of our agents. Cause that's, you know, that's interesting. So what would happen if somebody, you know, no fault of yours, you put it on YouTube, somebody from the United Kingdom, let's say, went through the program, got injured and decided to sue the yoga instructor, would it be covered? The answer I've been given is right now both sides need to be in the United States. But I guess the question there lies, would the person out of country be liable to sue the person in the United States? I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. I apologize. I don't have the direct answer, but I'll get an answer and get back to you on that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks for checking on that. And yeah, I guess it's interesting because like when we went online, both the studios that I work with both took their classes online within a couple days of, you know, everything shutting down. And so one of the things that we did was made sure that the insurance covered for online live classes. And I know more specifically with the studio that I work with here in Canada, the insurance company had asked, like, do you need coverage for your online classes for just Canadians or for people tuning in from around the world? And he was like, do you think we're going to have like international people joining us? I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. But then we've actually had a student who had visited us before, found out we were doing online classes and has been tuning in from the UK. And so we had to turn around and make sure like that we're covered to do that. And it definitely like, I mean, it's just this thing that we haven't had to do before, right? Like there's been YouTube videos and maybe doing like privates or something like that. But these like videos being so widespread around the world, it's just not something that I feel like has really been happening in the yoga space up until now.
No, you're right. And that's why, you know, you asked the question why this is all so brand new. That's why, you know, we're still getting questions like that and saying, hey, let me go back and get a clear answer. You know, again, you know, you look at what was it, March 12th of this past year, everything was normal. 3 days later, everything was flipped on its head. So the reaction to everything that's going on has caused a lot of things to happen very rapidly. So, you know, we're learning kind of as we go on some of these components.
Yeah. It's insane. I mean, for me personally, I was down in Panama. I flew home to Canada on March 18th and my parents were actually on their way to visit us in Panama and they had a layover in Vegas and they turned around and went back home after they got to Vegas because it was right like as the WHO declared a pandemic, like right after they left the country. And, you know, days prior to that, we'd had a conversation like, do you feel comfortable coming? They were like, yep, it's fine. Not too many cases. And then, I mean, within what, 3 days of them turning around, within 1 day we had a flight home. We're like, okay, you're not coming, we're actually coming home to you, this seems sketchy. Within 3 days of that, both the studios that I work with had closed their doors. We were getting stuff online, like things just happened so fast. So I mean, I totally get it.
They really did. Insane. I mean, you know, there's definitely some inspiring things that have come out to see businesses pivot so quickly and being able to create an online platform for what they do that they'd never done before. I mean, there's definitely been a lot of inspiring things that come out. Of course, that's also coupled with the absolute tragedy you see some people going through that are just losing everything, which is absolutely heartbreaking. But, you know, it's, I don't know why I'm bringing that up, but, you know, there's really two sides to everything, of course.
Yeah, of course. No, for sure. I mean, I feel like for every success I've seen with yoga teachers and yoga studios and, you know, that yoga teacher who's been talking about for years getting a YouTube channel going and they do it in 24 hours, you know, there's also one of the local studios here where I live just closed their doors. It's heartbreaking. They've been open since 2009, I think it was, and they just closed their doors to all their customers and won't be reopening. I have another friend who works at a studio in Ontario. It's going to be closing. So there's definitely, you know, a lot of horrible things that are coming out of this and a lot of businesses that are negatively affected. But I think there's also a lot of really inspiring stories. And I think that looking at the silver lining of it, like being able to take your business online and potentially reach more students is, I think, a really, really cool thing about this.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And so one of the things I'm curious about is studio owners. Do you guys cover yoga studio owners as well?
So interestingly enough, now that we've been acquired by Arthur J. Gallagher, we have access to options, very low cost options to offer what's called BOP policies, business owner policies, to offer coverage for the studio and the business. So yes, we do. We say this, our business, the Doyle Group, the business which was acquired by Gallagher, our focus and our product is still the individual liability insurance, but we now have a very close partner that we work directly with that can help offer that discounted studio coverage as well.
Okay, awesome. And if there's any studio owners listening, is there anything that they should be looking for in their liability plans or policies?
Well, I think it's, obviously, it kind of goes back to number one, the requirements. So if you rent a space, the landlord typically has a layer of requirements that are a level of requirements for to be able to rent from the studio. So, and that's usually going to include certain limits of liability, the limits of general liability. They're going to talk to you about how many yoga instructors you have there, if that coverage is going to be extended to them, rental damage coverage. So really, that's the first big question. What's required of this? And then you can take those limits back to either a local agent or call us, and then we can put you in touch with one of the Gallagher agents who can write up a program for you. The really cool thing about our program, the individual program, is it's really designed to complement a business owner's policy. Most business owner's policies, in fact, almost all of them, don't offer professional liability coverage, which is if somebody gets hurt during just a session. So our program kind of offers that coverage to kick in. And our program, of course, offers some general liability. The reason I'm bringing all that up is if a yoga studio requires all of their instructors to carry a liability program like ours, it typically saves them quite a bit of money on that studio policy. So I would encourage all studio owners to kind of make a decision on that. Are you going to require your folks to carry liability insurance? Because by the way, it's a good idea. A lot of the risks taken off of you, they can add you as an additional insured. You can kind of, a lot of the risk can be shared onto their policy. And then you can, of course, get your policy built based on those factors. Now, if you're not going to require them to carry liability insurance, be open and honest with your local, with the agent, whether it's a Gallagher agent or a local agent, and they'll build you a policy that extends coverage enough that you won't be held liable for any negligence from your instructors.
Okay, awesome. So there's a couple of different ways to go about that. That's good to know. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for this conversation today, Joe. Is there anything else you want to share that yoga teachers or studio owners need to know about insurance?
Sure. Well, there's one component, and without really trying to turn this into a sales pitch for our program, there is just a couple components, a couple of things that we've done, and perhaps some other folks have done as well. So I encourage everybody to always look around, ask the right questions, and make sure you're comfortable with the company you're working for. We put our heart and soul into our product, into our customer service, so we really believe in it. But we want you to believe in us. So I'd encourage anybody to kind of vet everything. But as a response to this pandemic, and because we were acquired by Arthur J. Gallagher, we've been able to add some very critical components to our coverage. Now, if you enroll in our program, you have access to heavily, heavily discounted health insurance options, dental insurance options, vision insurance options, a suite of member benefits that would have taken us years to negotiate. And we've also added immediately access to telemedicine. So even without health insurance, you can sign on and visit a doctor online. They can prescribe you medicine. I mean, there's a cost to it. I think it's like $9.99 a month and maybe a $10 copay. But very, very heavily discounted options that we now have available as part of our program. And because of kind of what's going on, there's yoga instructors right now that may not be instructing. However, they might still need like the health insurance options or the telemedicine. We now have kind of flexible options where you can roll into our program exclusive of health insurance, or excuse me, exclusive of liability insurance. So for, let's say, I think it's $39, you can enroll into the program that gives you access to all of our member benefits, the free website, all of the insurance marketplace, including that telemedicine. And then if a couple months your business comes back and you decide to upgrade to the liability insurance, the cost of enrollment in that package is deducted. So the $39 is deducted off of their upgrade into the liability. The only reason I'm mentioning that is we found that a lot of folks are really kind of scrambling for that right now. Yoga instructors in general have been scrambling to find low-cost liability insurance options. So now it's all a part of our program. Anybody can access it. And we've gotten a lot of positive feedback during this pandemic. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, no, thanks for including that. And that I would love it if I had something like that too, because since I'm work for myself, I actually don't have dental coverage or anything like that. It's really expensive to get my teeth cleaned. So maybe we'll get that up in Canada soon, but I know that health insurance is insanely expensive in the US, and it can be really, challenging to be an entrepreneur and to work for yourself as a small business. So I think that that's awesome that you guys are providing that.
Yeah, we feel very lucky that we were able to and able to do it as quickly as we did.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing all of this information. And if people want to learn more about Be Yogi or get started with you guys or having a conversation about a limited or a liability package, where can they go to find that?
Well, you know, our website is beyogi.com. In fact, I know we've created a special unique landing page for your customers. I think it's beyogi.com/MBOM. Or they can certainly on that site, there's phone numbers. You know, our call center is open 65 hours a week. It's open on Saturdays. You can almost always get a human if you call. So call us, ask us questions, or go on the site. The site should have plenty of information, but please feel free to follow up with us directly if there's any additional questions.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I will make sure there's a link to that in the show notes. And yeah, thank you again for your time today, Joe. This has been, I've learned so much about insurance, and I'm sure that listeners have as well. So thank you so much for this conversation.
My pleasure, Amanda. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, friends, I hope that you enjoyed that episode of the podcast with Joe Fagan. There was a point in the show where Joe did not know the answer to one of the questions I asked. And that question was whether or not your online coverage was good if you are American, but you are outside of the United States. So he did clarify this for me. I do have an answer. The answer is that your insurance policy will not cover you if you are filming outside of the US. So if you are teaching or filming classes outside of the United States, your insurance policy does become void. And I've actually talked to a yoga teacher who is Canadian and abroad right now. And that is very, very similar for Arthur J. Gallagher as well. So this is something to note. If you are a traveler or a nomad, or you work and travel similar to I do, you do need to be cautious about what your coverage is, where it's covering you for, and just make sure you're asking these specific types of questions. I have one more quick announcement before we wrap up this episode of the podcast. I announced earlier this week on social media that I am closing my signature program, Yoga Business Bootcamp. It is not getting closed forever. It is just a temporary closure. It's under renovation for the next couple of months. And this is really because I created it 3 years ago and I've had hundreds of students go through. I have had a lot of feedback. I've had a lot of beta testers. I've learned a ton over the last couple of years. And I really want this course to reflect everything that I know and everything that I think could really benefit you guys. So I'll be closing the course as of June 8th. This version of the course will be closed forever. However, anyone who has already purchased or does purchase before it closes will have lifetime access to all the updates. So you'll just be put over, transitioned into the new version of the course that's going to be launching either later in 2020 or early 2021. And so right now the course is priced at $150 for 12 modules. This is the most affordable this course will ever be. I can promise you it will not be this price when it relaunches because it is getting a total glow up. It is getting a total makeover. So if you are currently in a situation where you think you could benefit from my teachings, from Yoga Business Bootcamp, and you feel like this is a really great price, as do I, I would love to invite you to join the program, join the course before it closes, and know that you'll have access to everything that is happening in the future. So if this is something that interests you and you'd like to dive on in with the program, head on over to mbomyoga.com/yogabusinessbootcamp and then click the purchase here or sign up here button, and then you can go ahead and get started with it. Of course, if you have any questions about that or anything I am working on or offering, you can send me an email at info@mbomyoga.com. All right, thanks so much for listening and I'll see you next week. Namaste. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of the podcast. To find links, notes, resources, and everything mentioned in today and all episodes of the show, you can head on over to mbomyoga.com. You can find the podcast and myself on Facebook and social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga. And I would love for you to join the private Facebook community, Yoga Business Badasses. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please make sure you reach out to me at info@mbomyoga.com. And last of all, if you enjoyed this episode of the show, please make sure you hit subscribe and leave a review for the podcast. It would mean the world. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.